Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
I'm Freebear, one of the hosts on the show, and I think I need, I don't even think I need dream interpretation for this dream last night, because I think it shows the entire fragility of my brain.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right.
Let's do a deep dive on this.
I don't know. I don't really think they mean anything, but this one might. So, my mom and dad, who are 86 and 84, and my sister, age not important, are driving up and coming to the show tonight for Live at Night. So I assume that is part of the factor for this dream.
I think you need to say all of that one more time, just so it really sinks into your own brain.
Yeah. Oh, I think I got it.
The ages of your parents.
Especially for the people who have been to a night show before, now knowing.
A little more risque.
Your 86 and 84-year-old parents are coming to the night show to hear the filthy things that come out of the mouth of their son.
Yeah. But, my mom's pretty rowdy. One time she accidentally drank a screwdriver because she thought it was orange juice at a wedding. So she'll be fine.
She's still coming.
She likes to party.
I would have thought it'd be more likely she would have accidentally drank an actual screwdriver than a liquor screwdriver.
I like the fact that she thought, ooh, they have orange juice at this
wedding. I love orange
wedding.
Juice.
That's my favorite drink in the evening. Shout out to Joyce driving up if they're already on the road. But dad's an early starter.
They've been up for 4 hours.
Yeah,
probably.
Right.
Probably
waiting on my sister. So I had this dream last night, and there was some other stuff that happened first that's not as important. But at some point, me and my dad were walking along like a street, like a touristy street, and there was a bar up on the second level that was semi open, and this is where the ego seems pretty out of control, but don't worry, a check's coming in a second. So they're singing a song that's about us.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
How did it go?
Okay.
I don't know.
A terrific drinking song about the free beer and outwing.
And I go, oh, my God. And my dad says, yeah, you should go up there and make their day.
Yeah, you
so
should.
So in real life, I would go, I'm not going up there because they might be doing that because they hate us. I'd be too anxious.
Did it at least sound like a happy song? Like a
weird. Oh, yeah, yeah. It sounded like they're really into it.
Like an Irish tree.
They were having a great time and talking about it. Mentioned each person on the show individually. And I'm like, wow, that's really neat.
That's really something.
They must really listen. I should go up. And Dad said, you should.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So then I went up there and I said, and the song ended and everybody's kind of carousing. And I went up to someone in the band and I said, hey, that song was really great. And they said, thanks. And I went, I'm on that show. And he went, never heard it.
But you have a song about it.
I said, you never heard it? I said, I'm sorry, they made you play that. And he goes, yeah, that person just started in our band and they would only join us if we played this song, which is about a show that they hate and none of the rest of us know.
Oh, humbling.
Right? What is my brain doing?
Unknown.
Why is
or
this
hated.
Happening?
Nice to meet you.
Nice. It was like, okay, well, great job.
Awesome.
I was just kidding. I'm not from that show. I hate them too.
Mm-hmm.
They're the worst, especially Hot Wings. See you later.
Definitely. Well, obviously.
So my dad had stayed down. He didn't want to see this, you know, love fest I was going up for. I don't know if he didn't want stairs or what. And I go back down. And he's like, how was it? And I go, they loved it. They're very excited. You were right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like quietly cried as we walked along.
Yeah, I'm so sad.
Would be really sad if this is the first live show that your parents come to, and in any way, shape, or form, your dream comes to life, where you're just so embarrassed.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something's happening.
A premonition.
Would it be like poop your pants on stage or something?
I don't feel great, so I'm sure apple juice and a donut will help.
Yeah, no problem there.
Well,
and the coffee.
You also have 5 hours of energy.
Steve, that's 300 minutes of energy.
Mm-hmm. 300 minutes
of
energy.
Oh, wow, that's so much energy.
Yeah. Everything's going great.
That's great energy.
Hi, I'm Steve, and there's two different ways I could go here. I could either give you a medical update, or I could give you an I'm stupid update. Which would you like to hear?
Well, I mean, geez, which one?
Stupid, for sure.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah,
about
I don't, yeah, I don't care what's going
sure.
on
I'd
with
like
your hangnails or whatever
your
you
prostate,
got going on.
Whatever you're doing.
All right. So last night, I'm in the hotel room after we had eaten dinner, and I was standing in the room and I was looking out the window and I could just see the far, far edge of the parking lot right outside of the hotel. And I was like, man, I know that we're up pretty high, but those cars down there look tiny and they are really flying through this parking lot. What the heck is going on? And I took one step closer to the window where I could get a little bit more perspective, and I saw actual cars. And then I saw people driving racing RC cars around the all the way out in the corner of the lot. I was like, why are those maniacs driving so fast through the parking lot? Not really realizing I was looking at RC cars.
Wow.
So I'm a big dummy.
That is stupid.
Yeah.
That is really bad.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Mikey did it too.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, what affirmation.
Yeah, vindication. Also, I enjoyed last night at dinner when we were sitting there. I think we were on the 12th floor, and we looked out the window, and we're like, wow, we are really high up. And then Free Beer said, wouldn't it be crazy if this building just tipped over right now?
That's been a recurring thought since I was a child, that tall buildings I was in will just slowly tip over like a tree that says, I'm tired of being a tree. I want to be lumber.
But sometimes it's good to have a discussion about if that happened, how far into the parking lot you would crush cars.
Yeah, this got serious.
Yeah, I was convinced we were hitting the Black Town and Country minivan. Hot Wings thought.
Yeah, I went with Buick Encore. No, so, that's as far as we'll get.
Yeah.
Yeah. If those cars aren't moved, we'll take you all up there and show you just how far we think it might go. It's a very fascinating tale.
Yeah.
Little field trip after the show.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and one of the best things about having coworkers is when you get to watch their soul leave their body because you terrify them so badly. And yesterday, I got to do that to Hot Wings. We traveled in style yesterday, thanks to our friends at, can I say them? Are we allowed?
I think so.
Okay, at Talsma, Furniture, they're fantastic. They help us every year with the holiday break-ins. They've literally set up families for success. They have been wonderful. And when they heard we were coming up to the Upper Peninsula, they said, hey, we want to fly you up there in style. And so they took us up yesterday on this really tiny but awesome plane. And
I mean, it's a twin engine. It's pretty good.
Right, yeah, it's a twin engine, but it's not
Did you expect Talsma to get us a jet, Kelly?
Yeah. No, just painting the picture for people.
It's a 1979 Piper Navajo.
The
reason Hot Wings knows that is because he was so freaked out he was doing,
doing
call number research and tracking the trips that had been made by the plane and whatnot.
I looked at the picture of the tail number and I looked it up. So, I want to see what its safety record was.
We were all getting into the plane yesterday, and we have to file in, and then the pilot gets in last and closes the door, and he says, if somebody wants to sit up front, you can. And so naturally, they let the biggest idiot, me, on the show, sit up front. And I was like, this is the coolest thing ever.
I was so ready to elbow you to sit in that seat.
Well, I did try to give it up for you to
use. You did,
to use.
Because you did the whole, you can do it if you want. And I said, don't tell me that because I'm going to, and I'm not going to feel bad about it. And then Free Beer.
He pulled the dad move and said, well,
he did the correct thing. He said, well, Kelly's not flying back with us, Steven, so you should let her ride in the front.
Total dad move.
And then you can ride in the front on the way home.
And I didn't care to sit in the front because the survival rate's better in the back.
Yeah, which I knew. Yeah. I knew.
I definitely didn't want to look out the windshield of this flying Suburban.
Yeah, Hot Wings is like, this thing is smaller than my car. He's so scared.
It's narrower than my car. It is. It's like if you put a nose cone on my car and then just threw it 6,500 feet in the air.
Well, towards the end of the flight, our pilot.
The flight was great.
It was great. So perfect.
Don't let Hot Wings tough mutterings make you think it wasn't. It was great.
It was terrifying. It's very small. Also, it didn't help that I was the one person that didn't have a headset. So they're all going, talking to one another, going, oh, yeah, there's a few bumps right here, but this will smooth out. But I can't hear any of that. So I spend the whole time gripping onto the chair waiting for the next turbulence.
Which, Free Beer has a picture of that, and Hot Wings swears he did the face on purpose, but his,
I don't know.
He was like, bah.
So, yeah, when we're taking off, the pilot said, look, these bumps you're feeling right now, and if you've flown commercially, you felt them when you first take off. And then when you get above a certain height, he said it's going to be like riding – like driving on glass. It's so smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And it was exactly as he said. So for me and Steve and Kelly, it's like, well, this is exactly what he expected, which means it's not frightening. And then I didn't realize till we landed that Hot Wings was just wearing his own personal headphones.
Yeah, my noise-canceling headphones because it's really loud.
Not one's tied into the pilot because I actually said during that, I go, Nick, it's really nice having you explain the basics of all of this because it takes away some of the mystery of flying.
I didn't get that.
I just thought you didn't want to talk to us because we could all talk. We all had microphones.
Well, I turned around at one point and I saw that you had your headphones on, and I assumed that you just opted to do that because you didn't want to hear anything. You just wanted to be in your own head listening to, you know, music or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we landed and you're like, I didn't have any headphones. Meanwhile, there were two extra sets of headphones that Freebeer and I could have easily put on, giving Hot Wings the ones in the back.
And I actually did say that out loud, but I was not heard or I was ignored.
You weren't ignored.
Well, I don't know that.
Well, I'm telling you, weren't ignored.
I don't know that. I just, but I thought maybe they wouldn't stretch that far.
Hot Wings did look like when my dog Howard has to ride in the car and he thinks he's going to the vet. He doesn't like car rides either.
No, I got the best workout though that I've had in like 10 years by just being tense the whole time. My back is tired, my arms are tired, my legs are tired.
So we have tomorrow when we leave, we're flying back obviously, but Kelly, you're not flying back because Ron is driving up here.
Ron,
you guys are going to kind of spend the weekend and do a little road trip back.
Yeah, we're going to drive back.
So it would just be me, Freebeer, Hot Wings. Mm-hmm. And last night, Hot Wings, before you got to dinner, we were taking bets. I think that there is a 60 to 65% chance that you end up riding back with Kelly and Ron.
Depends on the weather. Yesterday was perfect, and it was all I could handle. I swear to God, if I see one cloud tomorrow, I'll rent a bicycle if I have to. Like
we said,
I don't do roller coasters. I don't do anything, man. I don't like it.
Somebody drops a snow cone and Hot Wings sees it on the way to the airport, he's not going to fly.
No, man. I am B.A. Baracus without the muscles, man. Like, I just knock me out and maybe throw me in the cargo hold. I'll be fine.
But, I thought for sure whenever the pilot, towards the end of the flight, as we were going to land, he says to me, hey, do you want to fly the plane? And I said, the F word. And then I was like, you're damn right I do. Now, we're on headsets.
And then I said the F word.
Well, we're on headsets, and I didn't realize that Hot Wings didn't have one. So I thought,
had eyes, though.
Right. So I thought, man, this is hilarious. If anybody's going to say no, it's going to be Hot Wings. But I said that, and he didn't say no.
Yeah.
So I was like, heck yeah. And I don't know if you guys have ever flown a plane or not. But probably not. No, but when you push forward, it dips down. And I just lightly pushed forward like he asked me to do. And, man, that roller coaster drop that I felt, I was like, sir, please take the reins. The whole time
I thought you were pretty smooth.
Yeah, and I think I felt more than anybody else just because I'm holding on to it maybe. But yeah, he's the whole time he's right there actually controlling most of it. But he was telling me, go right. And we'd start leaning to the right. I'm like, we're going too far. And he's like,
now
no,
we're doing
fine.
A serpentine. Into Escanaba.
I suspect if you were watching from the ground, it looked like we flew in a straight line.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. My favorite thing, though, when we land, we all got out and Hot Wings got down on his knees and kissed the ground.
You did?
Kissed the ground. It was so good.
Yeah. Jeez. I was just trying to get a good photo.
While we were up there, the only thing that I thought was inappropriate was Kelly starting to bring up books about airline crashes and saying, did you ever read this? It's a true story of a pilot who died. You should watch Yellow Jackets. This reminds me of that.
Yep. I was asking him all kinds of questions like, have you ever almost crashed? What's the scariest thing you've ever flown in?
Are you scared right now? Wanna be?
Yeah.
Yeah. Truthfully, I'm not sure I would have worn the headset even if I had one because I would have known you guys would possibly do that to me on purpose.
Do you think you could fly if I throw makeup in your eyes?
Yeah.
Basically, no group of people was more out of place than we were yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know how
everything, right? Look, it's a boat. Everyone's got their phones out taking pictures of the boat.
There's a barge.
Like none of us had flown before and seen water out of a plane window. Oh, Lake Michigan.
Did you know this lake has islands?
Some of them were submerged.
There's one.
Well, it was fun.
Yeah.
And it'll probably never happen again.
That's Hot Wings is hoping.
That's my hope.
Right? Hot Wings, you would rather drive 6 hours than fly 1 hour. True or false?
That's a tough.
Like if there was no pressure and it was just you and you had to decide. Like if we were already here and Nick offered and you're like, you can either drive or catch a ride with him. What would you do?
If it was perfect weather, I guess. That's a tight one. I guess I still might fly.
Barely.
Barely.
Yeah.
I love to drive, and I hate to fly, but I also love saving 5 hours. So, you know.
All right, on the way.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.